Well, of all the economic ramifications for Australia in Donald Trump's election victory, perhaps none is as weighty as his views on trade. The regional trade pact Australia and 10 other regional powers signed onto with the US is unlikely to progress, and that could lead to a regional economic rebalance in China's favour, as political reporter Tom Eagledon reports from Canberra.
The government's not hitting the panic button over Donald Trump's anti-free trade positions. Trade Minister Steve Chobo spoke with News 24.
Look, I just don't see the United States, you know, withdrawing from the world. I know some paint that doomsday picture. I don't think that's going to come to pass.
But the Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, speaking on ABC Radio this morning, is giving just the hint that moves toward freer trade in the region won't necessarily come to a halt, even if Donald Trump follows through on the isolationist rhetoric he espoused on the election trail.
Now, we will have to see the consequences of that, whether other parties to these agreements will be prepared to renegotiate, or whether there will be a vacuum in trade deals, which will most certainly be filled by others, particularly the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, which is currently under negotiation, involving China, the Southeast Asian countries and Australia, but not the United States.
China began RCEP negotiations in answer to America's push for a free trade deal for the region, known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The deal was done, but the US Congress hasn't signed off on it, and Mr. Trump's election victory is making it look unlikely it ever will. That, says Queensland University of Technology trade expert Matthew Rimmer, would be a blow to the Australian government's proud support for the TPP.
Turnbull publicly, at any rate, argued that the Trans-Pacific Partnership would be a foundation stone for our future prosperity. So I think there is some disappointment within the ranks of the Turnbull government that the Trans-Pacific Partnership may collapse. But nonetheless, I do think that Australia has a plan B and has always had a plan B if that grand agreement fell apart, about how it would try to secure its position in the Pacific Rim in particular.
I don't want to give up Plan A, do you? I liked Plan A.
That's trade consultant Peter Gallagher, who thinks the TPP would have delivered strong benefits to the Australian economy.
One of the beauties of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, from our point of view, is that it helped to open up the Japanese and Vietnamese markets even more. Those are the sorts of things we'll miss with American a loss of American leadership if that happens.
But he's biding his time and, like the government, not conceding that Mr. Trump will fully follow through on his anti-trade agenda.
In the US, under the Constitution, the president negotiates trade agreements, but the Congress makes trade laws. And so Mr. Trump has a number of checks and balances in the Constitution he has to navigate before he can do anything very outrageous, or any president for that matter, not just Mr. Trump.
That would seem to defy expectations set during the US election campaign. In Donald Trump's victory speech last night, he made special mention of those he called America's forgotten people. That appears to have been a reference to workers in the so-called Rust Belt in the American Midwest. Mr. Trump spoke directly to them in his speech accepting the Republican nomination in July.
I have visited the laid-off factory workers and the communities crushed by our horrible and unfair trade deals. These are the forgotten men and women of our country, and they are forgotten, but they're not going to be forgotten long.
Well, I think Mr. Trump's positions are exaggerated and unwarranted, at least the ones he's expressed so far.
Perhaps, but they do seem to have been the positions that won him the election.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That does seem to be the case. And I think it's certainly true that we have to listen to that.
And that's trade consultant Peter Gallagher ending that report from Tom Eagledon.